And I just want to, I've been reading and I've been musing on Psalm 23, but I was standing up here tonight and the Lord just brought this back to my heart. And so I want to give it to you real quick. In Psalm 23 and verse number 3, I better turn there. I wasn't going to turn there. I was just going to go off of what I had here. The Bible simply says, He restoreth my soul. Bless the Lord. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Everything that God's done for you was for His name's sake. Amen. He restored your soul so that you would glorify Him and say, it is His name that is above all other names. He brought you from where you were and placed you where you are today. Not so that you can say, I'm in a different place, but so that you can say, God brought me up out of a miry pit and set my feet on a solid rock and established my goings. For His name's sake, He restoreth my soul. See, the purpose of the restoration that the Lord does in your heart and in your life is not so that you can brag about how far you've come, but so you can brag about how far He's brought you from. Amen. He's done it for His name's sake. Amen. He restoreth my soul. And so I want to borrow just a couple of thoughts, or I want to say just a couple of thoughts on that real quick. He restoreth my soul. The word restore means to give back. It means to return. Brother Corey said it real good just a few minutes ago. It means to put or to bring back into existence or to use. It means to bring back to a former or the original state, to renew something. It means to put again in the possession of something. Its synonyms are to freshen, to recharge, to recreate, to refresh, to regenerate, to rejuvenate. Hey, don't you need that sometimes? Amen. We need rejuvenation in our Christian walk, don't we? We need renewing. We need repair. We need resuscitation. We need revitalization. And we need revival in our heart. If there will be revival, it will be because He restores our soul. For His name's sake, He restoreth my soul. Number one, I'll give you this. When my soul grows sorrowful, He revives it. Psalm 138 and verse number 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Hosea 14, I'm just going to give you scripture tonight. Hosea 14 verses 4 through 7, I will heal their backsliding. I just got to stop right there because the Lord just gave me a quick little thought on that. We call it backsliding. The Lord says we need a healing from our backsliding. That tells me that the backslidden Christian is having damage done by the devil in their life, and they need healing from what damage the devil does. The Bible says that He'll heal us of our backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under the shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Acts 3 and verse number 19. Says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I'm glad that when I am sorrowful and when I am not right, He revives my soul. Amen. When I'm sinful, He sanctifies me. Y'all all right? Y'all don't commit no sin, do you? I know better than that. I know something about you. Leviticus 21:8. Thou shalt sanctify him therefore, for he offereth the bread of thy God. He shall be holy unto thee, for I the Lord which sanctify you am holy. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that the Lord doesn't just want your consecration and holiness on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday evening. I believe God wants your holiness and consecration unto him every living moment of your life. Amen. Not just while it's convenient and easy and while we're at the church where everybody's doing the same thing, but while we're out in the world, I believe the Lord wants us holy and consecrated unto him. When I am sinful, he sanctifies me. Hebrews 13:12, the Bible says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Thank God for what Jesus did for this old worthless sinful sinner. He saved me and he sanctifies me every single day. See, when you got saved, you got a good jolt and a good dose of the Holy Ghost, and he come in and he moved into your heart and into your life. But here's what happened. You gave him up your eternal soul, but you ain't surrendered all the rest of you yet. Amen? Y'all okay? And so over a process called sanctification. Amen. When I'm sinful, he sanctifies me. Sanctification begins the moment you get saved, and that means God starts working on your heart from the inside out and begins to develop and change and remold and remake you into what he wants you to be. I like that old song, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. I like that verse. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet. I'm an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hand. Why? Because he's still working on me. He's still sanctifying me. He's still making me and molding me into what he would have me to be. When I'm sinful, he sanctifies me. I'll give you this one. When my soul is weak, he strengthened me. He strengthens me. Isaiah 26 and verse number 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Psalm 138 verse number 3, in the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I know for a fact there's some of you, you've prayed for strength and you've asked the Lord to give you what you stand in need of. I want to encourage you to keep on praying and keep on asking, because the strength that you're needing is on the way. Amen. It's going to take a little time to develop you. I think about old Joshua coming up after Moses, and Moses looked at him and he said, Joshua, and that works for me and you both, don't it, tonight?
Amen.
Said, I want you to be strong, only be strong and courageous. And we quote that part of the scripture, that we want to be strong and courageous like Joshua was. And we talk about that, how that the Lord told Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous. And we forget about all the battles in the book of Exodus where Joshua was the captain of the armies of Israel. We forget about all the nights that he had that were sleepless, wondering about how he was going to protect his men from an Ammonite. Amen? We wonder about how he spent all that time in prayer before we meet him on the side of Mount Sinai where Moses left him alone, where he went on. We forget about all of the battles that God brought Joshua through.
Yeah, right.
God said, I want you to be strong after he had developed him. Y'all right?
Yeah.
You want strength, you don't want the development. You don't get strength without development.
You're right.
Amen? You go to a gym, they tell you to lift heavy. Why? Because if you lift heavy, you get stronger. They don't nobody tell you to lift light. Hey, get this 5-pound dumbbell and do 500 reps. You'll burn out. They say, get that 50-pound dumbbell and do 5 reps. You okay? I don't know why it is that we think that we can develop strength in the Lord overnight. It takes a lifetime of experience in walking with the Lord. And it takes a lifetime of our weakness that we get strong. The old Apostle Paul said there that guy asked God, he besought God thrice for the thorn in his flesh. Y'all remember that? And he prayed and God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And he told him that his grace would be enough. And then immediately after he told him his grace was enough, God said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. You don't get strong in the Lord by having no battles. You go through some things, some heavy things, and God strengthens you when you're weak. Psalm 84 and verse number 5, almost forgot where I was. I don't know who in the world made my font so small on this thing. You'd think I'd have sense enough to make it big. Psalm 84 verse number 5 said, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Psalm 59 verse number 9 says, because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. There are some battles that you will fight in that you think will never end. There are some troubles and trials you'll go through that you think will never bring you any profit or any ability, and they're strengthening you and making you into what God wants you to be. You go back over your life, not just the hard times, but you look at the everything that's come through your life and everything has impacted the decisions you make and how you think now. God's brought you to a point where He's allowing you to think a little bit more clearer because you've been there a time or two. That's why parents offer unsolicited advice to children. We know a thing or two. We've been there. Amen? Psalm 59, verse number 9, because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Psalm 29, 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 2 Corinthians 12, 9, I quoted it a moment ago, but I want to read it. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Man, you think that you're about to fall through and you're about to capitulate and give up. And then somebody comes along and they say, hey, I've been watching you. And I see how you've been obedient to the Lord and what you let the Lord work in your life. And I want you to know that it's encouraged me to go on. Now, this is a simple little thing. You guys know that I like to run. I love it. I love getting out there. And I love running a long ways. There's a man come up to me not long ago, and he joined back into our group. And I said, man, I sure am glad to see you out here with us again. He said, I'm out here, and I want to tell you why I'm out here. He said, I've been watching you, and you've been consistent, and you just stayed with it. And I'm out here because you've been consistent. And I thought, if you can be consistent, I can be consistent. That's in the running world. But you know what? There's some little one running around here. There's some teenager. There's some youngin' that's running around here, and they got their eyeballs on Pastor Josh, and they got their eyeballs on the deacons and on the choir members and on the musicians, and they're saying, man, if they're running and they're being consistent, if they can do it, I can be consistent, amen? And 10 years from now, when they're the adults, amen, it ain't that far away. They'll say, somebody was consistent in front of me, and because they were consistent, I'm just going to be consistent and stay with the Lord too. And we see the Lord, when our soul is weak, Him strengthening us, Him strengthening the church, Him strengthening others. He restoreth my soul. I'm done. That's all that I have for tonight. I wished I had more. But I believe the Lord's helped us. I believe these testimonies, the songs, the Lord's just helped us. And that's how He works. That's how He operates. If your soul is in need of restoration, and I don't know any better place than down here at this old-fashioned altar to get some things right between you and Him and to let the Lord restore you where you are. Josh, come and play a song, or if you have one to sing, whatever you want to do.